Hello, hello everyone. I am here to give you the astro forecast for the week of Monday, November 23rd through Sunday, November 29th. This is an interesting week. I feel like I always say that. I feel like every week is interesting, but maybe I'm biased because I love all this stuff. Anyway, this week is the week that leads us into the full moon eclipse in Gemini taking place on November 30th. I will talk about that, by the way. I will upload an audio talking all about that energy. But let's dig into this week that preps us for that. And the amount of releasing that still has to be done in order to be fully open to that Gemini energy. Gemini energy is about curiosity. And when you really think about it, there's humility in curiosity. Because curiosity, at least in my experience, can only exist under the premise that I don't know everything. If there is a part of us that believes that we do know everything, maybe not everything in life, but everything in a particular area of our life. Let's say that you've been doing your job for so long and you feel like you know everything, you are a pro, you've got this to a T, there is nothing more you need to learn about that. All of a sudden, somebody new comes in, and their approach to this job that you've been doing for so long is that of curiosity, is that of wanting to learn more of what you already do. Naturally, their disposition for curiosity is, yes, going to make them susceptible to learning everything you already know, but perhaps more. Because life is always ongoing. Life is always evolving and changing. And believe you me, 2021 is going to change a lot and fast. I didn't pose that example to pose some kind of competition and tell you to be curious, because if you're not curious, then someone's going to beat you to the punch. That's not the point. My point is that the amount of humility that it takes to be curious about life can be difficult to tap into, because we are mostly conditioned in societies that force us to act under the premise that we know everything, or at least pretend that we know everything. There's no room for error, unfortunately. And I can understand. I'm hoping that a surgeon doesn't leave room for error, for instance. But you know what I mean. When it comes to life, when it comes to growth, when it comes to us, there's always room for more and maybe different. Maybe different is better than more. Because if there's anything that 2020 has taught us, is that less is more. Okay, so let me get started. Monday, November 23rd, we have Mercury in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces. This means that Scorpio energy is creating a beautiful connection to Pisces energy because they are both water signs. Okay, this connection is a dissolution of fixed belief systems and patterns of thought. When we can be in a place, and I think that 2020 has taught us that a lot of our belief systems have had to change because we've had no other choice. We leave room for a different perspective. In this dissolution of belief about ourselves, for instance, we have allowed ourselves to come out of our shells. We have allowed ourselves to peel yet another layer of that onion to see what is in there. My hope is that in peeling back the layers of these onions, that, yeah, maybe you saw something you didn't like. Maybe you saw something you thought you got over. But in that, my hope is that there's room for forgiveness. Neptune in Pisces represents the utmost spiritual energy that exists. It represents disillusionment, disillusion, because there are no barriers between you or I. We are all one. Neptune in Pisces is all about being. And in that being, there is no judgment because it's the ultimate highest level of consciousness. I think for us mere humans, we can only work and practice to obtain that type of enlightenment, if that's what you want to do with your life. But when we work with what we have, according to the capacities that we have within ourselves, this type of energy can be taken advantage of to forgive ourselves. And by forgiving ourselves, we learn how to forgive others. I know that for the last couple of months, a lot of relationships have gone through a lot of ups and downs. A lot of relationships have broken up for good. And maybe this week, as we lead into a full moon in Gemini, which is about remaining open and curious to different perceptions. Monday, November 23rd, with Mercury in Scorpio, trine Neptune in Pisces, we can release control of anything, really, and tap into that forgiveness of others, that even though we may not get together or back with someone from a previous relationship, we can at the very least understand, forgive them, and release that energy. This release of control comes to mind because there will be, this energy can be used in a way where, well, maybe if I forgive them, they will come back to me. Maybe if I forgive them, they will bend to my will. Because Mercury in Scorpio, while on the one hand can represent this profound way of thinking of self and wanting to understand self in a very meaningful way. On the contrary, Mercury in Scorpio can also be quite manipulative. There is light and dark to all energy, right? So Mercury in Scorpio can also become manipulative energy in which we take advantage, right, to get our own way. If there's anything that 2021 is going to continue teaching us, is that we have no control. It's going to be air energy. That's the full moon that we're headed into. And guys, believe me when I say, we don't want that type of control, because what we think we control ends up controlling us. We end up caging ourselves when we fall into this thought pattern of wanting to control every single aspect of our lives. All right. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 24th and 25th, the sun in Sagittarius trines the moon in Aries. Look, I love fire energy. I have plenty of it in my chart, thank goodness. While on the one hand, it can make me explosive and get pissed off. on the other hand, it gives me a lot of energy. So Sagittarius and Aries energy, fire energy, exist in the zodiac to, in layman's terms, light a fire under our butts, right? To get things moving. If fire did not exist, how much could we actually do? When the sun and the moon connect, the sun in Sagittarius and the moon in Aries, especially in such a harmonious aspect like the one on Tuesday and Wednesday, the mood livens up and there's a skip in our step. So take advantage of it. Work out. Obviously, do it in a safe way. Dance, move, go for a walk, go for a run. Take advantage of this fire energy to give yourself energy. Tap into that self-confidence. Get dressed up, put on the red lipstick, just because. It's really wonderful energy to have in the middle of the week, especially with the holidays coming up and how different this holiday season's coming up, right? Especially in the States. So sun in Sagittarius, naturally optimist, moon in Aries. We just want to party a little bit. So tap into that. If you're just at home because you have to be, because, you know, we're living in the times we're living in, find a way to move, find a way to tap into gratitude. Gratitude seems to always put me in a better mood. Put something red on, like I said, put on that lipstick and just live in that energy. Be grateful for that energy. Thursday, November 26th, the sun in Sagittarius trines Chiron in Aries. So Chiron represents a wound, right? In astrology, it's called the wounded healer. In Aries, it represents this karmic wound of self because of Aries. The sun represents our vitality, how we shine, how we present ourselves to the world. On Thursday, as the sun in Sagittarius connects in a harmonious aspect to Chiron in Aries, there's this sense of not being able to ignore what needs to heal. But the beautiful thing, again, about Sagittarius energy is that we can look at that wound with optimism. With optimism to be able to grow from it instead of trying to run away from it. And in that optimism, have the gratitude to seeing what needs to be healed. If you have a chance, go take a listen to this week's Dose of Consciousness, The Power of Contrast. I talk about that, about how something that is in contrast within me that I realized and didn't, but came up for me again, and how I'm grateful for that, because now I know how my work needs to continue. It's better. It's, at least for me, this is what I think, that it's always better to see what needs our attention instead of continuing functioning on autopilot from a space that just no longer serves us, okay? With the sun involved, the sun in Sagittarius, all that needs to be illuminated, because the sun gives light and it illuminates, all that needs to be illuminated is, so that we no longer run from it, okay? On Friday, November 23rd, Mercury and Scorpio, again, sextile Pluto and Capricorn. Mercury connecting with Pluto is this acknowledgement of self-empowerment through knowledge of self. Don't forget how much you have uncovered about yourself this year. This is the peeling of the onion I was talking about earlier. You, from that space, from this space of knowing, even if you don't know exactly what to do, we can begin to accept ourselves as we are and write the story of our lives differently from our inner wisdom. There is wisdom when we see the things that hurt, and they don't have to hurt so badly. They don't have to be so shameful. We don't have to stay in that space of hurt when we are grateful for that hurt. It's very different. And that's the type of power that 2020 has had. Pluto and Capricorn has been that death and rebirth experience that we have all experienced this year. And with Mercury and Scorpio, remember, Mercury retrograded in Scorpio several weeks ago, giving us the opportunity to slow down, look deep within. And now that it's finally connecting to Pluto and Capricorn in the latter degrees of Capricorn, it's like, this is what you've learned. This is your internal empowerment. This is your inner wisdom that you've tapped into. Now, how do you hone into it more regularly? How do you own that, regardless of what you saw, so that you can move forward differently? Also on Friday, November 27th, Venus in Scorpio opposes Uranus retrograde in Taurus. Venus represents value. In Scorpio, it continues with that theme of internal empowerment, okay? What we value has changed because we have changed, inevitably. Uranus and Taurus is what has served as safe, what has served as fundamental, no longer works. So, as we have seen very clearly in 2020, a lot of our foundations, a lot of our outer foundations have changed, which has forced us to go in and get creative with that power within. Venus, the planet of relationship with self, the planet of worth in Scorpio, says, my worth is within. Uranus in Taurus tells us it's okay. It's okay that things are changing because, again, I've got me. This is important because Uranus is one of the main players of 2021. Therefore, we cannot continue to value stuff. Stuff. If Capricorn energy has represented less is more and quality over quantity, then the stuff that we thought gave us value will continue to change. Venus in Scorpio standing face to face with Uranus in Taurus, Venus in Scorpio is saying, I understand my worth, I understand my value, I understand my inner empowerment. Go ahead, Uranus, do your thing, change the world, change the way that we set foundations. I've got me. I've got me. We have to remember that 2020 changed us for the better. It empowered us. And I know that it's been a difficult year, but the beauty and the blessing of contrast, if we take it with humility, is that we have got us, okay? Saturday, November 28th, Mercury in Scorpio sextile Jupiter in Capricorn. Mercury in Scorpio is making its final connections to Capricorn energy before we head into the full moon eclipse in Gemini. Who is Gemini's ruler? Mercury. It's so amazing. It's so interesting. If Mercury went retrograde several weeks ago in Scorpio, and now it's finally direct, and now it's finally going through touching the latter degrees of that of Scorpio, and along the latter degrees of Scorpio, it's making harmonious connections to the latter degrees of Capricorn, which has been the transformative energy of this year. It's kind of like reviewing everything we've been through before we head into this full moon eclipse in Gemini that is about openness and perception, this continuous curiosity, this openness of self, because no matter what happens around, we have the power within. This is more energy about personal empowerment based on what we've learned about ourselves this year. And then Sunday, November 29th, it's the prep for the full moon eclipse in Gemini. Look, if we start off the week on Monday, November 23rd, with Mercury in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces, which means the release of control. And then as the week goes on, Mercury in Scorpio touches Capricorn energy. It's obvious that we need to release control in order to allow the lessons that we've learned to unfold within us, because that's where our power comes from those lessons, from that contrast, from that death and this rebirth. The beautiful thing is that this is all happening while the sun is in Sagittarius. The sun in Sagittarius naturally gives us this, like I said, this skip in our step. This joy, this optimism. Gemini is the sign opposite of Sagittarius. They are two sides of the same coin. So as we head into the full moon in Gemini, we can head into this emotional culmination, which is usually indicative of a full moon, with optimism. With optimism and looking forward towards expansion. The only difference is that we now understand that our personal empowerment comes from within and not without. I hope this is helpful. If you have any questions, please always, always reach out to me. I'm here for you. Have an amazing, amazing week.